I'm upside down in underwear, braiding things into
my... Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 o'clock. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. Send in your text for Wildcard Wednesday requests and more of that. What you just heard is James Abood, who is a singer-songwriter. He is going to be hosting a record release party this Saturday, June 4th, at The Store, 2002 North Halsted. And he joins me live in studio. James, welcome to the show.
Hi, Nick.
How are you, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
All right. I'm sorry I mispronounced your name earlier.
Nah, no worries.
That's James Abood, and that's from your new EP.
The new one, yeah.
Yeah, Abood Abard.
Mm-hmm.
let me first of all say I'm holding this in my hand. This artwork is fantastic.
Isn't it great?
Who did it?
A friend of mine from back in my hometown of Detroit.
Yeah.
Her name is Amy Sundin. She's a brilliant artist and friend of mine. And I was really excited to have her do it because I feel like her art style is very similar to the way that I play music.
Yeah.
And I was like, when she showed me the pictures, I was like, this is so
it's
perfect.
Cool. Yeah, and it's so, really, really yeah. cool. It's really, really great. So congratulations on the EP, man.
Thank you.
Now, you said you're from Detroit?
Detroit, yeah.
Is that where you were born and raised?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're a Red Wings fan?
I am, yes.
That's okay. You can stay. You can
oh,
stay.
God.
It's all right. so how long have you been in Chicago?
Just about 2 years.
Oh, so just a little while
yeah.
then. Oh, that's cool. What brought you here?
Work.
Yeah?
Yeah, my wife and I both kind of switched jobs and moved over here and bigger and better things than you know we were making back home. So it was
that's cool.
A natural
All right. Fit. So you grew up in Detroit.
Yep.
When did you start playing music? At a very young age, I understand.
Yeah, I was a little kid, like 3-4 years old, and my family all played Arabic music, and that was just kind of the done thing that, like, when you get old enough that you can manipulate a drum, you start playing the drums, and then you just kind of join the family band, and
yeah.
that's what's up.
So how big was your family?
I mean, my immediate family was only 5 people, but
yeah.
we knew, it's like you knew everybody, you know, second, third, fourth cousins, and like everybody hangs out all the time.
What's the first instrument you picked up?
It's called a derbuki,
mm-hmm.
and it's a drum. It's like a, I don't know, it's a vase-shaped aluminum drum with a plastic head, and it's got a real like poppy sound to it. It's
okay.
really cool.
You started that,
mm-hmm.
and then you moved on from there?
I moved on from there. I started playing drum set and then like percussion and orchestra percussion. And I started playing the oud, which is like a guitar or like a lute, like an old-timey instrument from the Middle East.
And these were all instruments that you were familiar with because of your Arabic background?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that stuff was around. And but, I mean, also, like, everybody also played guitar and bass and drums and stuff like that
because
we were here. So.
Yeah. So, all right. So, now, the setup that you have here this evening is the same – this morning is the same setup you're going to have on Saturday?
Yeah.
It's just you alone on stage.
Yep.
So you'll be playing multi instruments here.
Yep.
When did that start for you? Were you just getting sick of bands?
Sorta. Yeah. It was like I was in a bunch of bands. I always sidemanned and did all that kind of stuff, and I led a bunch of bands back home, and nothing really panned out. And it was always such a like hassle because nobody's able to do the gig this night, and
yeah.
like you got to rehearse and you got to do this, that, and the other thing. So I wanted to do it myself, and I knew that I could handle doing all these things at the same time, and just kind of.
And it's unique, right? I mean, I've never had anybody in here just play a bunch of instruments at the same time, like be a one-man band.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah.
What kind of reaction do you get from people who come see the shows?
People are usually pretty into it. It's not, because when I first started doing this, I was like, people are going to think this is the stupidest thing ever, because
yeah.
it's going to be like such a novelty kind of
right.
like circus-y thing, but people like really... kind of receptive, like this is groovy stuff, and
yeah.
like you can actually play, and it's great. So people are tending to dig it.
Cool. All right. Cool. Well, hang out, man. We got a break here for the news, and then we'll come back after the news, talk a little more, and we'll hear a couple of songs live.
Awesome.
Okay, that's James Abood, and his EP is coming out. It's out, and you can get it this Saturday, and you can hear him play live at The Store on Halsted. We'll take a quick break for the news on 720 WGN.
Apple in a tree, caught between the leaves,
All right. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio here till 5 a.m. this morning. And what you're hearing is from an artist named James Abood. And James is live in studio with me. How you doing, James?
I'm good, Nick.
Good. You're playing a gig this Saturday at the store, 2002 North Halsted. You told me off the air that you enjoy playing at that place.
Love it.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a great room. It's like it's a bar on one side, and then it's also a bar on the other side. But in the other bar, there's a little like listening room, and it's like walled off, and it's very intimate, and like the lights are dim, and it's classy.
Yeah.
It's like mirrors and stuff. It's cool looking. It's
very,
like,
very cool. So that's it. That's where else have you played in the city?
I'm a bar guy, so I've played all kinds of different bars and stuff. I just played House of Blues with the band that I'm in a couple weeks ago, and that was great. And then a couple festivals, Bucktown, Garden Walk, that kind of thing.
Yeah. What band are you in?
Matthew Morgan and the Family Band.
Matthew Morgan and the Family Band.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you play there?
Banjo and mandolin.
Oh, all right. Cool. Yeah. All right. So how many instruments can you play?
Like that I would accept money to play? Probably like 12, 13.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So did you just eat it up when you, as soon as you started playing instrument, you're like, I want to play another one.
They were there. I had itchy fingers. It was like, they were around. So I was just wanted to touch everything and just be part of it because, you know, it was music and it was so much fun.
And you actually teach music.
Yeah, I teach now. Yeah.
Yeah. That must be fun.
It's great. I love it. You know, it's got those moments, but it's a very rewarding thing. And I get to brush up on the basics all the time, which is the best.
Yeah. So what are your students like? Are they younger? Do you have like...
My youngest student, I think, is like 6. And then my oldest, I think, is about 86.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting, man.
Yeah, it's a whole spectrum of people.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. An 86-year-old learning to play an instrument.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's awesome. So tell me about the bands that the first time you were in a band. Can you remember your first band?
Ooh, the first band I was in, oh, my God. Let me see. I don't know if you'd even call it a band, but when I was like 12, 13 years old, I tried to start a group with some friends, and none of us really knew how to play. It was going to be called Sweet You Rock. Because we were all obsessed with Dave Matthews at the time.
I knew.
And, or at least I was, and I decided to name the band. And we wrote, and...
By the way, you're in a safe place if you want to talk about Dave. I happen to...
Oh.
I've seen him over 30 times. So,
wow.
Yeah, so...
Got me. Only a couple for me, but yeah. Like, I always loved his music and his
So I'm outside. Great, so I'm in Detroit, actually.
Me too.
Yeah. What's the name of the outdoor... the outdoor place outside of Detroit?
There's two. There's one called Freedom Hill, and then there's the DTE Energy Music Theater, which used to be called Pine Knob.
That's it, Pine Knob. That's where I saw him. Yeah, that's where I saw him. So you Sweet You Rock is
Sweet
the name
you
of the
Rock was the name of the group, and it never really got off the ground because we were children at the time, but we wrote a lot of stuff and didn't know how to write, so it was just kind of like we would play two chords for like 5 minutes and be like, that's a song? Yes. This is how we're doing it.
Yeah.
And and basically everything from there was copies of that idea with like a little bit more quality and a little bit more knowledge.
Just added each time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then so you've been in a bunch of bands, obviously.
Bunch of them, yeah.
Okay, cool. What's it like for you to write?
Oh, I love writing. It's because my degree is in jazz studies, and then I have a minor in composition and music theory, so I was writing for, like, orchestras and choirs and stuff
that.
So it's very fun to get to kind of, like, take that whole process of being like, here's the huge theatrical dramatic thing that you're going to write and condense it into, like, a 3-minute song or, you know, like a little just tune that you're going to sing.
Yeah.
And... I love it. The process is fun. It's like I do a lot of improvising and a lot of just kind of making up words on the spot.
And at this point, when you were in a band, it had to be the dynamic had to be completely different. Now you're just writing for yourself. The only person that you have to please is you.
Yeah.
So that must be gratifying.
It's so much easier. It's because you don't have to teach anything to anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to learn how to play everything, but. You know, you give up those parts of it where it's like you really get to connect with another person and find new things.
Yeah.
But I kind of like working alone because I've never really gotten to do it for an extended period of time. And now it's like, this is where my art is.
That's so, your thing.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, well, listen, I want to hear a song, but can you describe to everybody what your setup is going to be here? Because they can't see you.
Okay. Let me paint you a picture.
Yeah, please
here.
Paint us a picture, James. So, would you please?
So I'm seated atop a cajon, which for those of you playing the home game is a Peruvian box drum that you sit on and play between your legs. But I'm going to be playing it with a bass drum pedal hooked up to it, and then I have tambourines on my other foot, and then I'm going to play guitar and sing while I do that.
Okay. You know, I can barely chew gum and walk. So, all right, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right, tell me about the song that we're going
to
hear.
So the first song that I'm going to play for you tonight, actually, let me put my spurs on.
Your spurs.
Right? Because you got to be cool about it.
Yeah.
No, this song is called Tinfoil, and it's the first song that I wrote when I moved out to Chicago. And it's just a very, like, self-actualizing kind of identity song.
Okay. All right, I'm going to ask you about why it's called Tinfoil, or maybe I'll understand why it's called Tinfoil.
Yeah, it's pretty blatant, I think. I like to think so.
All right, so here, that's the setup. This guy's all by himself. That's James Abood, and you can check out his new EP and the release of it this Saturday at the store, 2002 North Halsted. Whenever you're ready, James.
All right, give me twos. That sounds like it's in tune.
We tune because we care.
Yes.
Here we go.
All right, here we go. Never been down this road before, but if there is this one way, then there's bound to be more, and maybe this road will lead us there too, and if not, at least to somewhere new. I have to get lost on the first time I go, so the second time out I will definitely know, when I go everywhere at least twice, and I do my best to ignore your advice. 'Cause I wanna shine like tinfoil shines. I wanna be seen out of the corner of your eye. And life is for the ones who like to redefine and who have got a good answer to why. I'm doing my best to regulate my mind. I'm trying to leave all of my negatives behind, creating a peaceful environment, because a moment of peace is a moment well spent. Perfection is so misunderstood. Eliminating the bad won't make it good. And I don't want to sparkle like a diamond. I want to shine like tinfoil shines. I want to shine like tinfoil shines. I want to be seen out of the corner of your eye. Life is for the ones who like to redefine and who have got a good answer to why. You know, I've got a terrible tendency to defeat my own argument before I ever say it out loud. So I don't win many arguments, but I don't live on such pretense, and I don't need to stand out in a crowd. Well, not much anyway. I wanna shine like tinfoil shines. I wanna be seen out of the corner of your eye. And life is for the ones who like to redefine and who have got a good answer to. I wanna shine like
be seen out of the corner of your eye. And life is for the ones who like to redefine, who have got a good answer to, got a good answer to, got a good answer to why.
Dude, that was great, man. That was really great. That is so in my wheelhouse.
All right.
That is so in my wheelhouse. That's James Abood. That was fantastic, man.
Thank you. That really was.
He's hosting a record release party for his EP this Saturday, June 4th, at the store at 2002 North Halsted in Chicago. We have a link on our Facebook page if you want to get your tickets and get more information. We'll talk more with James and hear another tune coming up after we take a break here.
Busted in your car, you've got to listen to the radio.
Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It is Wednesday, Wildcard Wednesday, if you want to get your requests in. What you're hearing is James Abood. He's hosting a record release party for his new EP this Saturday at the store at 2002 North Halsted. Man, you are talented, man.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's just good stuff. Really, really good stuff. Is it hard for you to get used to playing all the instruments? Was it a difficult thing at the same time?
Sorta.
Yeah.
I mean, like it was obviously not something I was used to doing, but it was something that was so fun to practice that I just wanted to work on it all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's like I had gotten used to at that point practicing in that way where it's like you really have a set goal and you really know what you got to accomplish, and like that, you know, made it very much clearer for me.
Yeah. Now, in recording this, was it just you?
Yeah, it was just... Well, I mean, I went to a studio.
Right,
like,
right. But just, are you the only one playing the instruments? And
yeah.
Playing, and who produced it?
I mean, I produced it, yeah. But like, I had an engineer, and I had a mastering engineer and stuff like that.
Mm. So. Where'd you record it?
Two different studios. One was Joe Quality Studios up on the north side, and then Mama's House Productions in Evanston is where I did the mastering.
Okay, cool. Now, you were telling me off the air that this is not the first EP... But the first one was like you did all the artwork, you did everything, you sold it out of the back of your car and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
The first one was I had written all these songs for this band that I was in that suddenly became too busy to be a band anymore. And I was like, well, I got all these songs. I have to do something with them. And I made this – I was just going to make demos so that I could send them to venues and be like, let me play, and then, you know, use that to produce a real album. But like – I recorded 13 songs in like an hour and a half.
What?
And like just did them all live, like one take and everything, like left the mistakes in, like all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it turned out like really great, like
yeah.
For those parameters. And I was like, this, I would pay $5 for this. Hell yeah. So
yeah.
So I started making the CD cases. I made all the discs. I drew all the album art on each one of them individually. And I made like hundreds of them.
Yeah.
And just kind of sold them at the shows. And it was this very DIY organic thing. And it matched the sound on the record. And people seemed to dig it. And the songs were good.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah.
Those songs still show up in your set?
All the time.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple of them got like popular. Like, people like asked me to play them.
Oh, I see.
So
they're your hits.
Yeah. I got my greatest hits. lined up, people are asking.
That's right, man. Do you have favorite places besides the store to play?
Ooh.
Any places that you like place that you would like to play? Like you said, you played House of Blues.
House of Blues is great. I would love to play. I was at a place called the Bottom Lounge the other day.
Yeah, it's a great place.
That place was awesome. Like,
yeah.
The sound crew there was just top notch. I would love to play there. Abbey Pub, I loved playing there the couple of times that I did. It was always a lot of fun, and it's a nice big room.
Yeah. I used to live right by the Abbey Pub.
Yeah.
I used to go there all the time.
Yeah, that's a cool spot.
Yeah, I saw Dinosaur Jr. play there, and I thought the place was going to blow up.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
They raise it to the ground.
Oh, yeah. I just destroy that place. Mask is out there for doing a 20-minute solo. What about, have you been to Lincoln Hall?
I have been to I haven't been to Lincoln Hall.
You should go to Lincoln Hall. That is, like, the acoustics in that place? Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable room.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it was built from the ground up with that in mind. Because it used to be a movie theater. It used to be the Three Penny Cinema. And they tore that down, and the intent was to make a great room to hear music in.
Yeah.
And they did it. And that's awesome. it's a pretty new room. It's only been around about, let's say, 7 years maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, 7-8 years.
That's awesome.
It's pretty great. All right, I always ask questions. I have two basic questions that I always ask musicians when they come in. First album you ever bought? And like with your, you know, your, the, you know, what's the, when you do chores, what's the word I'm looking
allowance?
For?
Allowance.
Allowance, thank you. With your allowance. Boy, I've blanked on the word allowance. What a moron. Anyway, so like first album.
The first album I bought was the cassette tape of Smash by The Offspring.
That was
the first one I bought. That way back in 1994,
mm-hmm.
I was like 7-8 years old, and
okay.
I wore that tape out.
Okay,
so
that was a big one. That is definitely the 90s.
Yeah,
that is so 90s.
That was, and it's, I mean, like, still, I love that.
Yeah.
That album is
yeah.
great.
So you had that album, and you were in a band called Sweet You Rock.
Yeah,
very 90s, my friend.
A 90s baby.
Okay, first concert.
First concert was Dave Matthews.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I was a freshman in high school and saw Dave Matthews at Comerica Park. It had just been built, and it's like 30,000 people going crazy. It was awesome. And
yeah.
I had no idea what was going on, but it was great.
Yeah. All right, very cool. Okay, what are we going to hear next? What song are we going to hear now?
This one is, it's a little, we're going to take it down a little bit.
Okay.
This is a tune called Stone Cellar, and this is been kind of the big story song of the record. This is the one about my parents' music store.
Okay.
Back in Detroit. And how we all used to hang out there, like all my friends and all the family and everybody played music together in the store after we'd close. And
cool, man. All right. Well, here's James Abood. And all the information for James and the show on Saturday at our Facebook page. So check it out.
Cellar cold and dry. I used to hide there as a child. I brought my love near every day, and from our parents' hideaway, my heart remains in a stone cellar. A stone cellar warm and full. The music there was never dull. With family and friends around, and love that showed itself in sound, my soul remains way back where there were fiddle tunes and crescent moons, all in the windows, all in June. From Roma blue to Irish green, all the colors in between. Under orange lantern light, red whiskey washed away the night. Gathered there was the lifeblood of a generation. Stone cellar far away, to which I will return someday, to hear the music once again, to see another love begin. My life began.
there were fiddle tunes and crescent moons all in the windows all in June. From Roma blue to Irish green and all the colors in between. Under orange lantern light, red whiskey washed away the night. Gathered there was the lifeblood of a generation. Stone cellar far away, to which I will return someday, to hear the music once again, to see another love begin. My heart remains, my soul remains. My life began in a stone cellar.
I don't even know what to say, man. Seriously, I got nothing. You're great.
Thank
you're great,
you.
Man. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming down.
Thank you for having
dude,
me.
Dude, unbelievable. James Abboud is hosting his record release party for the EP Saturday, June 4th. You'd be dumb not to go. The store at 2002 North Halsted. All the information is on our Facebook page. A joy having you in, man.
Thank
seriously.
You.
Thank one
you
of the
so
best
much.
One of the best musical guests I've had.
Oh, wow.
I'm not
man,
kidding.
Thank you so
yeah.
much.
We'll take a break. We got the news coming up in 10 seconds.